Here we are, back again, a Tuesday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, your name is first, so we ask you, how you doing?
Spike Lee, I'm doing great, brother. Jackie Baseball, feeling Dodger blue. Holla at your boy.
One day closer to Juan Soto being a Philly.
Yes. Little Juan. I imagine Walker is little brother Juan.
Yep.
Oh, man. We need that to happen.
We need that to happen.
Yes, if for only reason that actually has to happen. Yeah. Oh, man, poor Jill. Well, a big show today, as there always is. It's Tuesday, so Tuesdays with Elliot at 3 p.m. Jordan Mailata will join us at 4. We'll check in on the progress of his hamstring. Special guest, Brad Lidge, on the anniversary.
Lights out?
Yes, on the anniversary of the 08 World Series win, will join us at 4:30. But we are coming off the biggest win of the year. Eagles defeat the Bengals. And Ike, I have to wonder if now, with you and several other people talking about the Eagles being true NFC contenders, starting talking about Super Bowl, if perhaps we've gone a little overboard with the one win in our change in how we feel about the team.
No, I don't believe we have. I think we're right where we need to be. As a matter of fact, I think we have some people, and this is why I'm here. This is what makes me, you know, who I am. Yes. I got people that's actually on reserve. Like, they are hesitant to sort of buy in. It's okay, ladies and gentlemen. It's okay. I'm not sitting here about to tell you they're going to the Super Bowl, I guarantee you, all that type of stuff. I'm not doing all of that. Here's what I am here to tell you. Our football team has turned a corner. They have figured out their strengths, their weaknesses, and I think they're going to be more apt to play to those strengths and stay away from some of those weaknesses. Doesn't mean we won't lose a game the rest of the year, a game or two. Doesn't mean Jalen won't have a turnover at some point again this year. But I think when you're talking about what plagued them through the first 4 weeks, which was inconsistency, which was not really having a true identity in which they could buy into and really knowing who they were as a team, I think all of that stuff has been resolved. And when I look at the way the schedule is starting to set up, I think we have sort of made it through the toughest part of the schedule. Right, we still got a couple more tough games to go, but when you talk about the majority of your games being on the road, starting off overseas, like, this was always the toughest stretch of the schedule. They got a couple more games. That's why I marked that Thursday night game against Washington. And we can get there, I mean, meaning through that game, no worse than 7-3, and I'm starting to think 8-2. Ooh, I dare to think 8-2 right now. 8-2. Because we're beating Washington that Thursday night.
Oh, man.
We're beating Washington. It's going to set up fantastically a battle of the NFC East. And you think we're about to let them come into our building on national TV with a battle for first place at stake and win?
Who do they think they are, the Falcons?
Nah, that's not going to happen. No, that was early in the season. Okay. That was early in the season. All I'm saying is this thing is rolling in the right direction right now. And the Commanders are going to catch us right when we're peaking, right when we're starting to hit our stride. The Cowboys, we're going to put our foot on their throat. They need to get through Sunday's game against Jacksonville because it's a slightly trap game. It's a slight trap game. When you got two NFC East opponents waiting for you after this game, that everybody's gonna be kissing the Eagles' butt this week on national TV. They're back, they're contenders. So they got to block out that noise and respect the Jags coming in here. They take care of business against the Jags. Spike, we're looking at an 8-2 team, potentially no worse than a 7-3 team. And before I let you go, this idea that now I have to somehow quiet my excitement about a team that I was overly excited about before the season started. We get punched, and now we're like, I don't want to go back out there and fight. Nah. It's a fight. It's a 15-round bat. Well, 12 rounds nowadays. It's a 12-round match. So what? You took a couple shots early in the fight. Did you lose confidence? Did you say all of a sudden now I can't win the fight? No. You got back up off the mat, and now the fight, it's turned. That's where we are right now. Eagles are a different football team right now. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. It's okay to embrace it. This idea of being afraid of, oh, they might fail, so I might get my feelings hurt. Really, that's what we're going to do. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to say, you know what, let's not get too excited, everybody, because they didn't play well in the first couple of games.
You already doing my voice?
That might come back. Let's not get too excited. Are you kidding me? Come on, man.
All right.
I'm excited about this team. We figured it out.
Okay.
Boy, almost got a 10-incher.
Yeah, I can see it from here. Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot you said there that I think is right.
I got more to say. I need to respect you, you know what I mean?
Well,
let you get in here and give me your little spiel.
Well, I don't think anyone wants to hear
a little
that.
Spiel?
Yeah, come on. So there's a lot you said that I agree with. They are playing better. There are reasons for optimism.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two things you said that I am not ready to say. And I'm sorry if this makes me scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if it makes me sensitive. I'm sorry if it makes me pessimistic. All the names that you're going to call me. give it a couple hours. There's two things, a couple minutes. There's two things.
Yes.
We've turned the corner. We've figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the universe wants you. That's what the universe wants you to think.
Mm-hmm.
The universe wants you to think you figured it out. The universe wants you to think you've turned the corner.
Yeah.
But here's truly where I am not ready to say they've turned the corner. I'm not ready to say they figured it out. There are good signs, but truthfully, we have seen now one great game from the quarterback in the entire season. One, and it's the last game. It's a good sign, but it's one. And there's a lot of victory laps being done over one great game, but it's one. The defensive line, especially on the edge, is still pretty questionable to me. We've gotten good results from Jalen Carter for a few straight games here, but I don't know what's going on with Jordan Davis, actually, in the middle. And the edge guys, fine, but I'm not sold yet. We have a defensive backfield with two rookies in it. We're 2 weeks away
from ball.
Yes, absolutely.
Better than a lot of vets around the league right now.
Absolutely. Reasons for optimism, reasons for the future, but also the turn the corner thing. You know, progress not always linear. I don't know if you've heard that before.
I have not heard that before.
So Quinion Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, those are two important spots to
all
have rookies.
Rookie team defenders.
Maybe. Two weeks away from everybody wanting to fire the head coach.
Overreacting.
But for sure.
And I said it then.
For sure.
Yeah.
But still, it was rocky for a minute there.
Because we have a hard time being able to get through the rocky waters.
Let's just wait before we start saying we've turned the corner, so we don't wake up on Monday morning thinking we've turned the corner, and you know the light at the end of the tunnel is sometimes a freight train coming your way, as Metallica said.
Let me tell you this.
Yes.
They lose Sunday. What do you think the reaction will be Monday? Outrage.
Yes.
Well, it's only outrage because you expected them to win.
Well, against the Jaguars at home?
Exactly.
Of course. Yes.
So the expectation is already there. Whether you say it or not, your action or your reaction to the results lets you know everything. If you don't expect a lot from the team when they don't meet it, then you don't overreact to it.
Well,
you don't overreact to it if you're not expecting a whole lot from
them. Okay, well, but if you're expecting a whole lot, why are you overreacting to winning one game against the Bengals?
Well, no, this is a reaction to us finally. I'm reacting to me finally feeling like they've turned a corner. I didn't want to react to the Giants game, but I said this. I said, you go on the road and you beat the Cincinnati Bengals with the great Joe Burrow and his offense and this defense finally getting tested. This is where I was going to be. I needed to see more. When am I going to see against the Jags and all of a sudden I'm then going to say, so it's 6-2, then will we say it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Or do
we'll
we need
see.
To go beat the stinking Cowboys on the road to actually do it? Because see, I knew what was going to happen after we beat the Bengals. Oh, you beat a losing team. It's the Bengals. They didn't have T. Higgins. I knew that was going to happen. I knew that's what was going to be said. And the same thing's going to be said when they beat the Jags. The same thing will be said when they beat the Cowboys, who's a losing team. And then when we take care of Washington on Thursday night, what are we going to say then?
I'm just saying
that. What are we going to say then? The Washington Redskins just needed a Hail Mary to beat the Bears.
Commanders. I'm just saying.
You're right, Commanders.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to keep everything straight.
Right. Yeah, Commanders.
I'm just trying to make them earn it. They should earn our faith. They don't need to earn our hope, but they should earn our faith. And saying that they've turned the corner, I don't know. I just
we got an identity spike.
How many times?
Stick
during,
to it.
How many times? Last thing before we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, 215-592-9494.
We got an identity.
Do you think the Eagles have
Take
turned the corner?
Take them to
Pound Town. Are we okay? The last thing.
Take them there, Nick.
How many times? Who is Nick taking to Pound Town?
Man, he's taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Clip that, please. So, how many times this summer, when the Phillies had fallen into their malaise, did
we're not comparing this Eagles team to that Phillies team.
I'm just saying, how many times did we say they've turned the corner? How many Dodger series did they have to win?
You're right.
How many Brewer series or Astro series did they have to win to everyone say, Spike, you were too worried.
Right.
They had it in their back pocket the whole time. And then I'm just saying that those Phillies needed to earn it.
That's
the
true.
Eagles need to earn it. That's all I'm saying.
Eagles got a better track record of winning.
It's not a bad
and
point.
And there's more winners on their team.
No, well, first off, same track record. Easy. And they went further last year. Easy.
It is the same track record.
I'm just saying, our star players will show up.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Like the Bucks game?
Oh, that's one playoff game.
Okay.
Do you think they've turned the corner?
Well, hold on. Now that Ike's starting down this nonsense track.
That's my fault.
No, it is totally your fault. Yeah. Because I was ready to come on here and be like, I'm kind of with Ike.
Oh, let's go.
Conflicted. I like what I'm seeing.
You can like what you're seeing without thinking that they are now this
I like what
contender.
I'm seeing. It's a WIP bump. It's what they're getting. Like,
no.
That's my worry is are we giving them this bump and then when they lose the game, it's back to the old nonsense.
No.
But I just.
Believe your eyes, Jack. You like it.
Have some reason. Have some smarts to you. Don't let
quarterback's not turning the ball over.
Okay.
We're leaning on the running game.
Yeah.
We're taking our shots deep when we need to, and the defense is better.
You really trust the quarterback, and you really trust the defense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. The quarterback is fine. I think he's finally figured it out. The defense, now obviously the opponent will matter as you continue to move forward.
They got
some bigger tests coming up.
Yes.
Rams, Baltimore, Washington. But how could you not like what you see defensively?
I did like what I saw.
Okay.
I did, but I'm just not there yet. The corner has not been turned for me.
I haven't even gotten to the opponents. I mean, I haven't even gotten to the not necessarily the opponents, but
the other contenders.
Teams. Yeah, the other contenders in the NFC, which other than Detroit, they have a slight edge over us. Slight edge.
Slight. They score 50 points a game.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Let's leave it as real edge. You don't need to go that far.
That's a real edge. They have a clear edge over us. Okay,
yes,
you're right.
Yes.
All right.
They were
all
in
right.
the NFC Championship game
all
last
right,
year.
All right. All right. You're right. All you're right. Right. I was getting too excited.
Yeah, have the Eagles turned the corner.
Detroit's my other NFC team.
215-592-9494. The Craig Biggio of the WIP Afternoon Show, Corey in Columbus, leads us off. What's up, Corey?
Hold on. I thought Sunday was an acceptable loss.
Mm-mm.
We're on the other side.
See, what I'm saying is, so they were so good. They good.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals are good. Yes.
Patrick Mahomes, Pat Tomper, they all in the same class. Hold on now.
You told us, wait a minute.
To him,
if you're going
to
throw the things that I said at me, No.
Don't go down that road.
Don't start whining right now.
I'm just saying, Corey, you said the Bengals weren't that good. They don't have that much of a home field advantage, and we were going to win the game. So if you're going to throw the things I said at me, I'm just bringing up what you said.
This ain't my show. So I'm just telling you what I said. And hold on, wasn't the Bucks scoring 50 on everybody? Didn't they score 50 And then all of a sudden, they receivers got hurt. This is a weak to weak league. Yeah, the Lions look good right now. They're the best team in the NFC right now. But don't. Things can't change. We got a long season left.
And that's what I'm saying. We got a long season left. So I'm not ready to say this is over.
Right now, we're number two in the NFC.
Eagles is trending up. See, the Lions is peaking now. You still got a lot of games. The Lions still got some tough teams on their chest. They got to play Green Bay again and all that Minnesota again. We going to see. They playing well. But, like, all I know is I believe in my team, my coach. We got the Jaguars coming to see Doug Peterson. That's my Super Bowl winning coach. But right now, Doug Peterson, you in some crosshairs, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going over Dougie P.
Because now we on a mission. We've been being in doubt. And I got to respond to something because y'all telling me, do I trust the quarterback? I got to go back because fans, I know y'all want to come at me today. I got to go back to this dude that played in Kansas City. Does he play good every week? Because y'all keep telling me about my quarterback.
We're not talking about Mahomes when we talk about Jalen. That is a new afternoon show rule.
Let me talk about these other quarterbacks y'all say better. Jalen ain't that good, y'all say.
So what is going on with all the beeps with Corey?
What is this phone you're dealing with here?
Yeah. Put your phone on lock or something. We're just losing the words that you're saying.
Don't let them throw you off course. They're trying to throw you off course.
No, there's nothing going on.
Yeah. Ike. We're losing words, he's saying, because the beeping.
No. Well, he's getting into nonsense land again. Okay. Yeah.
How come?
That's right, Corey.
Jalen can't lose his receivers because when he loses receivers, he's still got to play good. These other guys can lose them, get excuses. T. Higgins out. All these other guys is out. Oh, but they're missing their guys.
That's not what I'm saying.
I wouldn't have told that in a bus game.
That's not what I'm saying.
I told my quarterback was bad when he didn't have his guys. So why these other dudes get passes? Whoever you got, I don't care if it's Spike, Ike, and Fritz out there, receiver. You Patrick Mahomes, you Joe Burrow, you better show up.
How many games has Patrick Mahomes lost this year? You love to do wins. How many losses? See how long it takes you to count them. See how long it takes you to count them, man. How many losses? How many? List them for me. All right. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I love Corey. We can't. I'm just putting him on. We're not operating.
Out,
but,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just you tell him if you could off air. Just that. What's going on with the phone there?
I have no idea.
It was like there was his cat was walking on the buttons or something. TR and Winfield, you're on WIP.
Let's go, TR.
What's up, y'all?
You think they turned the corner?
No, man. Browns, I mean, everybody talking about it was supposed to be a scheduled loss. None of that. Browns could have had a bad day that day, Tyson Douglas. You know what I'm saying? Hmm? And we still got the Jags, Dallas, and Washington. That's not an eyebrow raiser for me because they beat the Browns. Like, I'm not like, whoa, they beat the Browns.
They beat the Bengals.
What about the Bengals? We beat the Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, Bengals, I'm sorry.
Okay.
When we beat the Jags, Dallas, and Washington, then I'm going to have a whoa moment. Now I'm going to start thinking. But right now, no, that one game, no, that's not enough for me.
Wow, TR, they beat the Jags, yeah. Dallas, and Washington, which they are. They are. Don't worry, they will. They're going to be 8-2.
I might consider, then now I might start talking about feeling like we won the Super Bowl team. You know what I'm saying? So, no, but right now, this is a good game. I want to see them beat these next three major teams against in our division.
All right. You know listen, mean? Listen. Yeah. All I see is I got Washington in my crosshairs. That's who I'm locked in on.
When they go up and play that young boy.
Yeah, we got. Yes.
How they gonna handle him?
Yes.
Now it's gonna be a whoa moment. I'm on my eyebrows.
Okay.
Raise up now.
Okay.
And I'm gonna see my wrinkles in my forehead. That's what I want to do. When I start seeing wrinkles in my forehead, then yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm start thinking Super Bowl.
No problem. I'll be waiting on you, TR. I'll be waiting on you Friday morning, bro. I'll be waiting on you because I'm already there. I'm already there. I'll be waiting on you Friday.
You know. Thank you for the call, TR. You know what's going to be tough to judge is those three games. If they beat Jacksonville and Dallas and lose to Washington, that's these three games are interesting in terms of.
I agree
because you could look at it and take a step back.
You
and
almost want to have it the other way. You never want to lose to Dallas. But that's almost understandable going on the road versus you can't lose to Washington at home.
Right.
That's going to be Thursday night national TV.
Well, because you look at it and you go, I'd love 3-0, but I'd take 2-1. But when you say you take 2-1, it's really about how the 2-1 happens.
Exactly.
I would almost, I know this sounds crazy, I'd almost rather lay an egg against Jacksonville and beat Washington and Dallas.
If I had to choose, yes.
That would be, because I still know I'm better than Jacksonville.
Right. It's an AFC team, and I'm, yes.
Right.
I completely agree. That would be the scenario I would, if I had to choose between the three, that's, but we're knocking off all three of these teams.
All right. Coming up next, Jack, dealers.
They found the formula.
Not
they
yet.
Found it. They found it. Just stick to it.
You guys.
Aaron's okay. He's been calling for it. They're finally listening to him.
All right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Everybody's in working together. I tell you, that bye week is going to go down as the turning point in this season. A lot happened on that bye week.
Or the buzz cut.
Well, I mean, all that stuff came out of the bye week. It was the bye week, right?
Yes.
They sat down, they talked, right? AJ and Jalen was working together during the bye week.
As Donovan told us.
Donovan talked to him during the bye week?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So, Jack, dealer's choice for what sound we play next. First choice is Cooper DeGene talks about breaking up the 4th-and-1 play, his amazing play.
I got to come up with a name.
For Cooper?
Yeah. I've been working on it. It's just not sticking.
Is it? Are you working the white thing in?
No, I'm trying not to, but it's almost impossible to.
Yeah, he said secondary.
White lightning, grease lightning.
Yeah. White lightning isn't bad.
Yeah.
He's not super fast, though.
No, he's not.
Yeah. White thunder? Chocolate thunder here.
Yeah, we did have
vanilla thunder?
Vanilla. Vanilla's kind of soft.
Yes.
I don't want to call it vanilla.
The little fundamental?
It has to be the little fundamental.
Yeah, he's a fundamental player.
He is a good fundamental player.
Yeah. Concrete Thunder?
Concrete Charlie?
Something about, how about?
Concrete Cooper?
Something from Iowa.
Yep.
Not a Cornhusker, that's Nebraska.
Slipknots from Iowa.
Yeah. No one cares.
Okay.
Yeah. Slipknots from Iowa.
Well, they are.
I'm working on it, guys. If you got any suggestions, we got to run it by him, too.
Well, yeah. We could just start calling him.
And Reed Blankenship sort of fell in there, but I don't know if Reed Blankenship likes that.
Right. Well, it's not really up to them.
That's a good point.
Kevin Durant tried to give himself a nickname for like 10 years, and nobody accepted it. Nobody wanted it. So, all right. The choice is Cooper DeGene talks about breaking up the 4th-and-1 play, or Nick Nurse gets very pissy about the status of Joel Embiid.
Wow.
What do you want to hear?
What do you want to hear?
I don't care. I'm fine with both.
Sure?
I think the Nurse audio is better.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do the Nurse
all
audio.
Right.
Nick Nurse, not thrilled, I would say. All right. Do you think the Eagles have turned the corner? 215-592.
Then we can get to Cooper's breakdown.
Whatever.
It's important stuff.
Ah, he tackled him. Great. There we go. Broken down. All right. That is all coming up
Believe,
next.
Spike.
Believe.
Do you think
the Eagles? Jack's the one who said they were going on a run, too. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I love cutting off Spike.
I know you do. Anything else? Do you want me to start talking here? Are we good? Are we good?
No, you're good.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.